From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says he is immediately ending the so-called wet foot, dry foot policy that let any Cuban who steps foot on U.S. soil remain in the United States without a visa. He said the 20-year-old policy was designed for a different era. Mr. Obama also called it an important step in normalizing relations with Cuba. The president said Cuba has agreed to take back some Cuban migrants who arrived in the U.S. without permission. An investigator at the United States Justice Department says he is launching a probe of agencies that are handling the investigation of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. National security expert and law professor Jamil Jaffer talks now about the DOJ, or Department of Justice, probe.
DOJ's Inspector General announced today that in response to congressional inquiries and other inquiries, that he's going to initiate an investigation of the way in which the FBI handled the Clinton investigation. And it sounds like they're going to include in that the decisions to send those letters to Congress and describe the status of the investigation.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz said he would look at how Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey conducted his year-long probe of Clinton. The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, has told U.S. President-elect Donald Trump that the intelligence community did not create a document purporting to contain scandalous information about Mr. Trump obtained by the Russians. This is VOA News. Clapper says he told the President-elect the intelligence community has not made any judgment that the information is reliable. He said he does not believe it was leaked to the media by intelligence sources. The men tapped to lead the Pentagon and the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency advocated a tough approach toward Russia when they spoke at their congressional confirmation hearings. CIA nominee Mike Pompeo.
It is going to require an incredibly robust American response. A response that is a security-related response, that is, we have to get better at defending against these, and then a response that holds actors accountable who commit these kind of actions against the United States of America.
Defense Department nominee General James Mattis.
My view is that nations with allies thrive and nations without allies don't.
The Senate must approve presidential cabinet nominees. United States Secretary General, United Nations, that is, Secretary General Antonio Guterres, says the Greek and Turkish Cypriot leaders are close to reaching a deal on unifying the island. We get that story now from VOA's Zlatica Hoc.
Guterres told reporters in Geneva that negotiators are getting close to a settlement on the creation of a bi-zonal, bi-community federal institution in the Republic of Cyprus, but he said there can be no quick solution to the long-standing division.
You cannot expect miracles of immediate solutions. We are not looking for a quick fix. We are looking for a solid and sustainable solution for the Republic of Cyprus and for the communities of the Republic of Cyprus.
Cyprus was split in a 1974 Turkish invasion following a Greek military coup seeking unification with Greece. Since then, the island has been divided into a Turkish Cypriot north and Greek Cypriot south. Zlatica Hoc, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Vietnamese leaders in Hanoi today during his last foreign trip as the top American diplomat. He is scheduled to visit the Mekong Delta, where he fought during the Vietnam War. After Vietnam, Mr. Kerry travels to Paris for a conference on Middle East peace and to London to meet with British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. On the final leg of his last trip as Secretary of State, Mr. Kerry will attend the World Economic Forum, which will be held in Davos, Switzerland. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.